This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The World Health Organization declaring a global health emergency.
They now expect the virus transmitted by mosquitoes, of course, could reach farther north to 30 states now.
We're going to get the latest now in the battle against Zika.
The CDC says the virus has been linked to birth defects.
Scientists hoping to use a new weapon, genetically modified mosquitoes.
They're hot about this here. They're dead set against using this neighborhood in an experiment.
They're trying to jam this down our throat without our consent.
And they're warning that your neighborhood could be next.
What's wrong with you people in the Keys? Just put up a sign, Zika, welcome here. You don't want GMO mosquitoes. What's your problem? Zika, welcome here. You don't want to be sprayed? Big sign, Zika, welcome here. I don't know what it's going to take for us to scare you enough to accept genetically engineered insects in your neighborhood. Unlimited spraying of toxic poisons on your children. I just don't understand what's going on, Super Don. Why aren't the people falling for it like they used to? It's not like we're listened to by everybody, is it?
I'm a bit confused here. This story is really weird. When you get into it, I mean, the Florida Keys, I mean, where's Jimmy Buffett?
Right. Buffett, he's a GMO parrot head, right? No? Something's wrong down there. They're drinking too many margaritas. They're just not believing.
It's Margazikaville.
Margazikaville. Wasted away again. They don't want to be wasted away again in Margazikaville. Hey, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hump day. That means we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger in a little while. And you can call us up 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You know they're desperate when the New York Times is calling out those Florida Key parrot heads. They're more worried, apparently, about science and government than Zika. Now, it's like a headline. In the Florida Keys, some worry about science and government more than Zika. Like I said, what's wrong with you people?
Sounds like they all listen science to this show.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that we must be big in the Keys. Zika's not frightening them, not freaking them out. And the New York Times is desperate to scare them. How dare they? It's only a matter of time before the skepducks go down there and picket and march for GMO mosquitoes. How dare you discriminate against our genetically engineered insect cousins as they go quack, quack, quack. So it's a real, you know, there's actually a struggle here because they've got like this mosquito control districts down there and this little peninsula called Key Haven, which is a tiny suburb of Key West, are saying it's perfect. It's the perfect place we can experiment. And I'm thinking, if I'm in that neighborhood, I'm going, Yeah, we're the perfect place. Come on and experiment on us. Said no neighborhood ever. No neighborhood that wasn't on too many psychiatric drugs. Or what was psychotherapist? That was a scary revelation when you use language and you read it, Ian, yesterday on the show.
Psycho
the rapist.
The rapist.
Wow. I mean, talk about truth in labeling. Dude. Anyway, so if you're not on too many of those meds, you look at this pretty clearly and you go, you know what? We'll take our chances with Zika.
something that's been around since 1947 and pretty much did nothing to no one until recently when it's been blamed as the scourge of planet Earth that can do anything to anyone, except it doesn't. But it might create birth defects like microcephaly. So if we say, you know, the thing is, we've been covering GMO mosquito releases for a couple of years at least here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I think it was like a few years ago, it was dengue fever in the Keys. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yep, you are.
So the dengue came and went. The scare wasn't big and bad enough. And so there was always the agendas, how are we going to get these new patented forms of insects to be accepted by the public and we'll just sell them to their government? We've got to scare them. Dengue didn't do it. It was old news. How about Zika? That's new news. Nobody knew about Zika. And it's not working. And they are just ramping up the propaganda campaigns, New York Times covering here. And how dare this 64-year-old Gilda Niles saying, people here can survive what nature throws at them. Yeah, but you've never met Zika. Hurricanes, bring them on. Long-timers here seldom evacuate, they say. Mosquitoes, that's the price of paradise. Zika, this too shall pass like dengue. This 64-year-old's got some wisdom. She's seen some stuff. She came to Key West from Cuba in 1967 as a teenager, or maybe in that era. But she's not so sure about science and government. I guess that's the basis for the headline. And there's
fighting is pretty heavy down there too. They're very the companies are very passionate about trying to release their GMO mosquitoes. The residents of this area, it's a small, we're talking about a small town.
Yeah, 400.
And they are very opposed to this because they don't, they're saying they don't want to be the guinea pigs. You know, they're like, why here? Why would we do this here? And I was watching a news report earlier, and this, I believe it may be this Gilda Niles, who's leading the fight here. She says, look, here's the deal. If the FDA approves a drug and they put it out there and they discover there's a problem with it, they recall it, right?
Mm-hmm.
She says, well, what do you do with the mosquitoes? If there's a problem with this, what are you going to recall the mosquitoes? You can't do that.
And remember, what have we already related to you about the Oxitec genetically engineered mosquito? When it mates with the other mosquitoes that aren't genetically engineered, supposedly it pumps them full of excess proteins and they die, except in the presence of the antibiotic tetracycline, which is used to treat acne. How many teenagers in that 440 area home are utilizing tetracycline? It's a fairly common antibiotic being utilized almost everywhere. And you're not going to tell me that the water supplies out there are not somehow going to have the presence of this tetracycline that's going to cause some of these mosquitoes to breed and go on beyond the generations that they weren't supposed to go beyond. But then again, there's no evidence that they cause harm, right? The precautionary principle would say, but there's no evidence that they're safe either. Where are the longitudinal long-term studies on safety of being blood sucked by a female Aedes aegypti that has been genetically engineered by Oxitec? It's not been done. And so these parrot heads down there in Key West are right to be suspicious of government and science, because the science is crapping all over them. You want to sign up to be the guinea pig for this? It's your patriotic duty. Take it up the yin-yang, right? Just bring us all the mosquitoes. We'll ingest them. We'll let them, really, this is where it's come to. The United States people are guinea pigs for experiments by genetic engineering companies. And, of course, ultimately, the vaccine manufacturers that will be held completely harmless from any liability when their vaccines come on the market for Zika to prevent something that can be prevented via selenium supplementation. Where is the soundtrack that says Robert is right again? Is it out there? I don't hear it.
I think, it's about time we come up with one, because we could use this on a regular basis.
Yeah, I saw a Alex Jones link on the Facebook that was linking to a story about selenium being the key to protect you against Zika. But selenium is the key to protect you against any virus, any viral activity, because selenium is the key for all metabolic functions, cellular functions, especially its detoxifying functions that are, dependent upon glutathione, which is a selenium-dependent substance. And so there's actually an article that links up. I don't know if we can add this to the notes, but it's listed on ResearchGate.net, and it's a complicated gobbledygook of scientific, sounding words. But it's talking about inhibition of selenoprotein synthesis by the Zika virus. If you don't have adequate levels of selenium, a virus can do whatever the hell it wants in your body, and it doesn't have to be Zika. It could be anything. And so that the birth defects that they're trying desperately to link to Zika are not really caused by Zika. They're caused by selenium deficiencies. How many years ago did I reference the scientific literature on Ebola and the lack of selenium in the soils in Africa, and how selenium supplementation in those areas completely eradicated the Ebola outbreak where it was reintroduced? And the form of selenium they're using in this study is crap. It's sodium selenite. Oh, it'll work a little, but not like the whole food form that we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. How do you protect against viral activity, viral replication? Selenium keeps the cells intact and functioning metabolically as they're designed by God to do. Oh, my gosh. Robert Scott Bell said selenium and metabolic and God all in the same
sentence. And God, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I know.
Here comes the hate mail.
Right. Creator. Does that make you happier? I don't know.
Say homeopathy and that'll do it.
Three times fast. But, of course, they'll all say it's a conspiracy theory. Oh, that Robert Scott Bell, he's a funny homeopath. Just loaded with conspiracy theories, selenium, the cure for everything. Well, it's necessary for some vital, life-saving functions that without selenium, all bets are off. And any virus, even a common cold virus, could kill you if you have a severe selenium deficiency. And you don't even have to catch the cold virus. It could be spewed out from your cells as genetic material is being expulsed for survival's sake, because you don't have the ability to just keep your function going because you don't have selenium. 200 micrograms a day, not enough in this case. 4, 6, or 800 micrograms easy of the whole food form that we get from JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com. So I've talked about GTF chromium as well. By the way, conspiracy theory, good article by Mike Adams at Natural News. It's the new mainstream media's label for anything that is true and factually correct. So if they don't like what you're saying, it's a conspiracy theory. It's intellectually lazy. That's an understatement. It's intellectually vacuous to call something a conspiracy theory at this point, especially when it comes to Zika, because the only conspiracy theory is coming from the mainstream media that Zika is really the cause of anything that you have to be worried about at all. Because if you have selenium deficiency, you got to be worried about selenium deficiency and all that that entails. Screw Zika. All right, folks, how do we parent at the dinner table next?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A good friend listening right now, Daniel, sends this message about a Florida Keys website, keysmosquito.org. He says, go down the left side to mosquito control, then to no spray maps. And there are evidently many areas that they can't spray for various reasons. So he asks, what makes anybody think that the GMO mosquitoes won't end up in those areas too? State can't even control invasive plants, invasive species. What makes them think they can control GMO insects? Very good point, Daniel. Very good point. The arrogance and ignorance, I don't know which it is in this case. But I'm glad to have such smart listeners as well. RobertScottBell.com, links are up in the show notes. Take some selenium and keep listening. Keep listening. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Let's take a detour into healthy eating, shall we? New approach can prevent teen obesity and eating disorders. Now, this is United Propaganda International, otherwise known as United Press International, UPI. And normally you'd think that it would be a headline that leads to a new drug treatment for preventing teen obesity and eating disorders. This one happens to be, I know, shocker among shockers, RSV approved in terms of a mainstream news article.
Does it? Weird. I got to ask you, does it surprise you that they're describing this as new?
Yeah, that's the thing that is funny. I mean, I guess it is new for them to promote what they're about to talk about, what we're about to reveal. I mean, I guess it would be the same old if they said, look, a new drug. Well, it's an old drug, but we're repackaging it for eating disorders. But these are guidelines from a group that I'm not a real fan of. But, you know, we're not above acknowledging when a group that we're not fans of, like the American Academy of Pediatrics, which we really despise because of their vaccine policy, But if they get something right, we're not going to say they're wrong because they're wrong about vaccines. We'll say, you know, that's actually pretty good. That's the kind of guys we are. And they're suggesting here, in order to counteract childhood obesity, eating disorders, maybe families ought to eat healthy meals together. And parents,
parents just, ought to, you can just
stop there.
You can just stop right there.
Okay.
New approach. Yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing, and I'll just throw this in there.
Okay.
This may be a new approach to a lot of people, just to be fair.
Okay.
Because in this day and age, the idea of the entire family being in the same place, in the same room, at the same time, eating dinner together, maybe isn't as common as it used to be because lifestyles have changed, technology has changed, both parents working, that type of thing. Maybe, I'm not being fair by poking fun at this, because things today are not like they used to be 30, 40, 50 years ago.
But still, the emphasis on it being new, I mean, this is something that was pretty much a family standard for generations. You would eat together, right? You worked the land, you came in, you ate the meal. Now, of course, you know, yeah, it is a bit of a diaspora situation even within the household. But the focus on lifestyle rather than weight can help teens be healthy and develop a more positive image of themselves. Now, haven't I been focusing on that for a long time? It's not about the weight, right? It's about what are you putting in your body, the lifestyle that you live, and whether you're carrying around, well, just toxins. But that's not discussed here either. And that's where it does fall a little bit short. But I'm going to give them props for at least acknowledging something that I would agree with. Folks eating together as a family, talking about things, however rare it is, on the occasion that you can do it, it can open up a dialogue. It can have people looking healthier, at healthier ways of addressing things that are problematic that they don't normally talk about. You know, I saw one of my daughter's schoolmates, probably she's maybe 9 years old, a couple of years younger, 8 or 9, but she had a huge distended lower abdomen, this little girl. And, you know, otherwise looks healthy, but it's like, there's something wrong with that. And I want to ask the parents, and of course there's no easy way to do that. What are you feeding this girl? Because there's such, you know, there is an obvious issue when there's a specific area at play versus an overall general, all right, this person has a body type that carries more weight than someone who is a very slender person. These are the different body types and body styles we've got to acknowledge and honor to say, you're not going to be a waif-thin Victoria's Secret model. That's not healthy for most people. It's not a body type to aspire to necessarily. But there are issues within body types. If you have a trained eye, you can say, yes, there is a genuine issue here we need to correct. And it's usually cleansing the gut and healing the liver, and guess what? That also comes back to selenium, and yes, even kids can take a whole food form of selenium. All right, mind-body links up next. Are they scientifically validated or more quackery? Also, the question of the day I didn't get to on homeopathy. Next.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yesterday went longer than I thought on the political healing segment, which I think was necessary. Kind of put a perspective that you don't hear anywhere else in the mainstream or any other media about interacting with the body politic.
And I had a question of the day I meant to get to on homeopathy, and because of that, I didn't get to it, and Super Don was so kind and loving and humble and forgiving that he didn't interrupt me and say, hey, buddy, you got a question of the day. Shut up already.
You know, if you try and step in the way of a Robert Scott Bell stream of consciousness, you might get injured. So, you know, I just kind of stepped out of the way.
That's why we have this theme.
Let it flow.
Super Don did. Let it flow.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, Lori says, hey, Doc Bell, quick follow-up question. You responded to my concerns by telling me to take either Bryonia Alba. Oh, this must have been a hepatitis C question. I think it was a liver issue with Lori. You take either Bryonia Alba, Nux Vomica, Chelidonium, alternating nightly, or a product from Himalaya Research. This wasn't an either-or proposition, Lori, just so you know. It's like you can add on all of it. She said, I looked up Dr. King's site, and he sells a spray with all three ingredients and quite a bit more than the three you mentioned. Would you recommend this spray to me, or would this be overlooked? Okay, this is a fair question. Now, the Himalaya has a Live 52 liver care formula that I've been talking about for many years. It's an industry standard, pharmaceutical standard, if you will, in India for hepatitis C, for cirrhosis of the liver. I mean, serious liver problems. They put them on this herbal combination, this Ayurvedic formula. I'm thinking, what have you got to lose? Nothing. It's good. It's good stuff. It'll work. Now, when I talk about my three favorites, Bryonia Alba, Nux Vomica, Chelidonia. Bryonia is like the wild hops, but it's homeopathic. Nux Vomica, the poison nut, you can pull strychnine out of that, but in homeopathic form, completely, completely safe. Nux Vomica, by the way, is the whole thing, whereas strychninum is the, you know, pulling out the strychnine. And that, of course, is a toxic poison, but in homeopathic form, you can reverse these things. So it's a very important distinction, boys and girls, that you hear me when I say this is homeopathic medicine. Bryonia Alba, Nux Vomica, Chelidonium is a celandine plant. And these are all three liver polycrests. That means they have many aspects of function or activity or action on the liver. They do more than that, but that's the primary, most important thing. That's why these remedies come up so frequently with so many symptoms when you research them. And you go, wow, it's good for that too? Oh, you can do a headache with that? You did it? Yeah, you go on and on. You go, well, that explains it. Gastrointestinal? Yeah, look at that. So these three are key. You can rotate them. Like take a 10X, a 15X, a 12X, a 12C. I tend to go with lower attenuations. If you read about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, it actually, in the section on homeopathy, I go into and I explain what my preference is in terms of remedy potency or attenuation. And it isn't a hard, fast rule. I'm just telling you my experience. So if you look at what Dr. King does, he'll take, you know, the levels that I'll go, and then he'll go well beyond it. Is that good? Is it bad? Is it better? Is it worse? I'm not here to make a judgment on it except to say people that take it do well. So if you want to go on Dr. King's detox formula, absolutely. Knock yourself out. We've talked about them. I love them. They're great, too. I tend to go with lower attenuations over time and build up to these other things. All right? I would do the Himalaya research as well. Now, she says, hopefully when I get my liver tested 5 to 6 months, I'll be able to give you good news. Thank you, as always, Lori. Now, Lori, of course, the bottom line is, what are you putting into your body? Make sure everything you're putting into your body is pure. I'd say kosher, but it's modern kosher laws. That is pure, clean, non-GMO, unadulterated by pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals. Right? You follow me? Additives, preservatives, flavorings. All of that. Clean it up. And, of course, that goes to thoughts and emotions. That's why we're going on to mind and body connections right now. And in the show notes, you'll be able to find that at robertscottbell.com. Beyond the new approach with eating with your kids, which is good, a mind-body approach that I can't open from because my browser's having fun, but I've got it here at Live Science. And they're saying that the mind-body connection is being linked and validated to specific regions within the brain. This is really cool stuff. We talk about a gut feeling. We've talked about adrenal burnout. We talk about emotional impact on the adrenals or vice versa. And in this study, the researchers found a specific area or a number of areas in the brain that are directly linked to the adrenal glands. And what I find really kind of interesting about this, because it's interesting in a lot of ways, is that they actually used a virus in their study to map this pathway, this neurological pathway. Did you see the virus in this, Superdon, what they were using?
No, I think I missed that. What virus?
It didn't jump out at you?
No.
It's one of the scary ones. That's the thing that you would, when they talk about how evil a virus is, mm-hmm. and then they go ahead and use it to find out because it travels along the neuron, these specific viruses. I'm looking for, I don't want to say the wrong one because I've been reading about so many viruses today. I'm going bonkers on viruses after the Zika virus. I'll have to get back to that. It's like it went in one neuron and out the other. But they tracked this virus all the way from a certain area of the medulla oblongata.
Oh, wait a minute. It's coming back to me now. What virus was that, though? I can't remember. But I remember seeing that.
It's the rabies virus.
Rabies. Okay.
Yeah. Rabies. Everybody should get a rabies shot. No. What they're doing, they use this on monkeys, and they track this virus because it followed this pathway from that area of the brain all the way to the adrenal cortex, or adrenal medulla, they call it. And they see how the impact within the brain, these emotions, the fear, the stress, the anxiety, and how it's neurologically directly linked to a specific area within the adrenal gland. I mean, this is fascinating. So we go mind-body. They're like, oh, wait, no. Is that mind-body or is that body-body, right? Well, they argue, Super Don, that because we've isolated an area of the brain and isolated an area of the adrenals, will they claim that it's body-body and not mind-body? I'm just waiting.
Well, it depends on what the meaning of is. And that's really what this comes down to, is what is the definition of mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the disagreement is. For the longest time, there's been no dispute whatsoever that something was happening there, that there is some way that people were able to manifest physiologically their thoughts or their feelings, or there was a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
But science has denied it, especially the skeptics, have denied it for so long until, I don't know, maybe just a few years ago.
Yes.
Where it got to the point where they couldn't deny it anymore. There was so much evidence given that it was what they would call anecdotal, mm-hmm. but there was so much there they couldn't ignore it anymore. So they then had to start jumping into it and try and come up with some type of scientific explanation so that they could feel good about themselves.
But
you know,
it's sensory overload for them at this point. Because it's validating.
But it's very limited still. And that's the thing.
Sure.
It's very limited because there's only so much of that mind-body connection that can pass through the scientific method,
mm-hmm.
which is their litmus test. You know,
right.
If it doesn't do A, B, C, and D, then it's not real, right?
Yeah.
Well, so listen, it's still very limited. But they're at least acknowledging some things now that they can't deny.
This is validating meditation, for instance. Mindful meditation. They're saying now there's a scientific basis for meditating. Because it shows that it impacts brain activity in those specific areas that are influencing the adrenal medulla. And they use a sports example of it. Elite tennis players are advised if they make a mistake while playing, they should let it go. Let go of the air, not beat themselves up. If they don't, then the signal keeps going back to the adrenals, putting them in that stressful place, and they can't get out of the error, right? And I think this comes back to CBD, because CBD has an impact on the brain. And it seems to take you out of that anxiety state as well, cannabidiol. I think that's going to be an interesting thing as they learn more about the brain's, the CBD's impact on neuroprotection, neuroregeneration, as they find these pathway links between brain and adrenal, the axis, if you will. So, of course, there's going to be thyroid axis, there's going to be hypothalamus. I mean, there's going to be pituitary links. See, they don't know these things because they've never figured it out. But it's only going to validate mind-body, even though they're going to say, well, it's just the brain, right? For the molecular reductionist among the skeptics, they're never going to go beyond until they croak, have a near-death experience, and come back, and then they go, uh-oh, was that a hallucination? Now I'm screwed, right? Because they look at life a little differently after that occurs. Now, what about our elders? Our elders. Seniors. We've heard of it said that you're only as old as you feel. And God bless my mom at 82 going out dancing. I remember when I first met Bruce Lipton, cellular biologist. And this was back in the 90s. He was just working on his book, The Biology of Belief. It wasn't even a book. The first I got it was in a binder. I may still have it. It was in a binder. It was like bound together, pieces of paper.
Wow.
The Biology of Belief.
Paper?
Yeah, on paper.
Wow. Way back
anyway, he was this guy is still so amazing, so far ahead of his time, just trying to bring it all out. And, you know, one of his slides in his presentation was a bunch of old ladies, like they're the Rockettes. And they're like in their 80s or 90s, and they're still able to dance like they're the Rockettes. And his point is, you know, how you believe manifests in your life. It causes gene expression to alter in a good way, in a powerful way, in a happy way. And here's a kind of more validation for that is that the seniors who feel old tend to have more dementia. And I'm like, that's almost a moment of duh. Because they're not living, they're not vital, they're not exercising, they're not moving, and they feel old. You feel old and crotchety, you're likely going to have dementia, but there are reasons for that. And those who feel young actually behave as if they're young. It isn't just about feeling, it's actually going out and doing, right? A human being and a human doing. And I look to my mom as this example, that she just rocks the dance floor at 82. And that it's possible for you too. But, of course, believing is not enough. Believing is the start. It's the most important place. But if it doesn't manifest as different behavior in what you do, then it wasn't really a true core belief. Because a true core belief will transform your entire body, your entire life, if it's genuine, if it's real, and if it goes deep enough. All right, folks, we got to talk about a strange and tragic death blamed on an instrument. Is it from Scotland?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. Just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
My friends, you think Zika is scary? You ain't heard nothing until you hear what bagpipes can do to you. That's right. It's the bagpipe virus. There's a guy who, he's dead, isn't he? It's a tragic story, actually.
Yes, he is.
Was he from Scotland? It's a bagpipe player. It's an honest-to-goodness bagpipe player. 61-year-old British bagpipe player. He developed a dry cough and breathlessness that worsened over a period of 7 years. He used to be able to finish a 10K by the time this was going on. He could barely walk 22 yards. I don't know how they measured it. 22 yards. How do you say that? How long can you walk? Well, I can walk 22 yards. How do you know it was 22 yards and not 18? I'm sorry. I'm getting sidetracked.
What are they using yards for? Shouldn't it have been like meters or something?
Well, no. In Great Britain, they still use miles. But 10K is it's a little bit confusing, I know.
Yeah. What's
but doctors diagnosed him with hypersensitivity pneumonitis, or HP, not Hewlett-Packard, hypersensitivity pneumonitis, a rare disease of the lungs. Now,
they're calling it bagpipe lung.
Well, now they call it bagpipe lung because of what they found, but think about this, hypersensitivity pneumonitis, it really doesn't tell you anything except there's a problem in the lungs, but it's now it's got a fancy name so the people will go to the hospital, and maybe they need to because it's severe. And they'll get a drug. But it doesn't address really what it is, because the more accurate terminology is that lay terminology calling it bagpipe lungs. Because what they did, I don't know, who was it, a forensic pathologist? Somebody figured this out and said,
Let me check out. This guy's playing bagpipes every day, and he's still playing them even as he's dying. More he's breathing through the bagpipes, he's deteriorating. And so they had his bagpipes tested. Is this the source of his HP? Samples from the air inside the bag were found to contain the fungi Rhodotorula mucilaginosa. I've never said that. Right.
Oh, sorry.
And Fusarium oxysporum and various species of Penicillium as well.
Wow.
And then they went up into the neck. That wasn't enough. The bags were not enough. They went into the neck of the blowpipe, and they added Trichosporin mucoides to the mix. And so this was an absolute mess. And if you look at what they put on a petri dish to grow, this is where, you know, if there is a nebulizer for bagpipes, I'm putting it on the bagpipes. I'm putting silver hydrosol in it.
Dude,
I'm putting delimonene in it.
Do you realize how cool it would be to be able to nebulize silver through a contraption that looked like bagpipes? That would be the coolest thing.
Yeah, maybe
that's
the way.
What are you doing? I'm just nebulizing some silver in my kilt.
Yeah, there's no more acoustic bagpipes, and you need battery-operated bagpipes. So you could actually have a micronizing ultrasonic nebulizer built into your bagpipe. You know, we could go into business, and we could
move
to Scotland.
Dude, that would be so cool. We'd completely sell out in Scotland, I'm sure.
So, yeah, you put a teaspoon in before each session, and every breath you take through and through, you'll be getting silver clearing of the fungal species, the bacterial species,
the viruses.
It would
keep your bagpipes clean, right?
Keep them bagpipes clean, right? No coffee enemas for the bagpipes necessary. We'll nebulize. Uh-huh. By the way, the delimonene I'm talking about is the orange TKO. It's the distillate from the orange peel. And this is an amazing substance. I hope to see Bill Tufts. I've got to call him because tomorrow we're heading to Las Vegas for the American Naturopathic Medical Association conference. That could be cool.
I haven't talked to him in quite a while.
No, but delimonene could be used. You want to clean your bagpipes, use some delimonene. I don't know if they're doing that in Scotland or England where this is happening, but this is a real interesting thing. You know, they could do, if House was still on the air, this would be a great episode of House. Guy comes in with these horrible lung diseases, and they trace it back to his bagpipes. So if you're utilizing any kind of pipe at all, make sure you clean it once in a while, folks. That's the lesson here. Nebulize, nebulize, nebulize. All right, folks, we've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing as we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. We got some great stories, some fascinating stories, and some conflicts of interest stories related to the Republican governor of Florida and Zika eradication. Next, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.